Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chof Tesim Meseches Nedarim, is the 1,062nd daf in Shas. Our daf is a small one in terms of the amount of Gemara. Obviously, when there's not a lot of Gemara, it means there's a lot of Ran. In many ways, today's daf is a paradigm of halachic analysis that starts from an intense case that we had begun yesterday. So let's remind ourselves what was yesterday's case, and what will follow will be a brilliant Talmudic analysis of yesterday's case, and it's really going to take us through Daf Chavtes, and that is going to be a discussion of Pidyon and Hegdish that emerges from an interesting halacha in the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. So let's take a look first at that Mishnah as all part of our introduction and summarize how the Gemara understood that line, these lines of the Mishnah, and then see our daf and the analysis. The Mishnah told us in the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph that there are two subtle ways a person can consecrate an item when he's afraid that the item anyhow is going to be destroyed, and therefore he says, you know what, if the item is going to survive, let it be Hegdish, because anyhow I've given hope on it. Maybe he even wants to give the item a special zechus. He's given up on the item on a certain level, and you know, in a case of a storm, let's say, as our Mishnah is going to describe, that the trees are going to be destroyed in the storm. So then the Mishnah begins and says, "Hare netios ha'elu karbon im eino niktsasos." The person says the trees are going to be a carbon if they're not destroyed by the storm. Or talazu karbon main in a srefes, so yeshlan pidyon. So then in such a case, there is a kedusha, what's referred to as a kedushas domim, on the items, and they could be redeemed. And then the Mishnah tells us something else. Harenati yaseilu karbin ad shiyiktsitsu. If, however, the individual says that these natios are going to be a carbon until they're cut down, so then in such a case, you're precluding the possibility of ever having a pidyon removing that kedusha of the carbon, because you say it's going to be a carbon until it's cut down. And the Gemara told us in yesterday's daf that the halacha is that pidyon will not take effect. The truth is already mefurish in the Mishnah that pidyon does not take effect. As the Mishnah says in the last three words on the top of Chaf Ches Amud Beis, because presumably you've said that it's going to be a carbon forever, so therefore pidyon will not take effect. Our Gemara is going to analyze, is that ein lahen pidyon absolute, 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 or does it is there a time that that rule ceases to exist? Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis. Hare netiyas elu karbon ula oilam? Does it last forever? And that's going to be today's analysis. When does pidyon take effect if there is a kedushas haguf? And particularly in this case that he said it's going to be like a karbon. Bar Pada, Amar Bar Pada, Padan, if the individual redeems it, the Mishnah is teaching us, Chozros, according to the Bach, the Gir says, Padan Chozros Ukedushos, Padan Chozros Ukedushos. If you redeem it, it will become sanctified again, and if you redeem it again, it will be sanctified again. When will it no longer be sanctified? Achiyitzitzu. When the storm is affected the tree and it's cut it down. Remember, he said that the Kedusha was going to be Achiyitzitzu. So then, Niktzitzu finishes Bar Pada. Peldin Pamachas. Then in such a case, you redeem it once, and then it lost its Kedushas Haguf, and the redemption is a valid redemption, and you could use it for chulin, vidayo, and that's enough. The Ula Amar, Ula disagrees in the bottom line of Chav Chesam Beis, kivin sheniktzitzu shuv ain paid, and Ula says you don't even need the pidyon the last time. The Gemara now analyzes this machloikis between Ula and Bar Pada. Let's take a look, before we see the Gemara's analysis, let's take a look at a summary of these two shitos in the Ran. The Ran says, about 20 lines from the bottom, in Dibra Maskel, Niksitsu Podim Pamachas Vidayo, Desfira Leila Bar Pada. Bar Pada holds, Sha'afo Bishalot Dishan Ela Achik, so even the Kedusha, though the Kedusha, if you will, the Kedusha's Haguf, only stands up until the time that the storm is effective in uprooting it. But the Kedusha doesn't disappear, because remember, the item had Kedusha. So what could remove the Kedusha when the provision of Kedushas HaGuf is not there? In other words, once the storm happens, it's not necessarily the Kedushas HaGuf. What removes it is Pidyon. Once there is Pidyon, then the Kedushas HaGuf is gone. V'ula Amar, continues the Ran, Kivan Sheniktsu Shuvein Poignim, Desvira Lei, because Ula holds Shein Kedushas Nimsheches, the Kedusha doesn't extend. Ela Ad Oses Man Sheik Dishan, only up until the time that he consecrated. And that's going to be the subject of the Gemara's analysis. The opinion of Ula is that simply once the condition of the storm uprooting it takes effect, then it's going to disappear. Then the Kedusha is going to disappear. He thieves the Gemara in Taf in today's Daf. Amar le Rav Mnuna. So Rav Mnuna challenges exactly what is the mechanics over here, particularly according to Ula. Kedusha Sheba'en Leheichen Holcha. Where does the Kedusha go? You said that, according to Ula, you don't even need to do Pidyon. Simply once the provision that was holding the item as Kedusha leaves, then the Kedusha, in other words, it's fulfilled, then the Kedushin is gone. But wait a second. The provision which made it Kadosh has been fulfilled, but the item was Kadosh. The item was Kadosh. The trees were Kadosh. Lehechan Holcha, what does it go? Where does it go? And Rav Amnuna backs up his question with the following brilliant Talmudic argument. This was what we were referring to in the introduction. Uma ilu amar li'isha hayom at ishti. Ula machar I ata ishti. If a man says to a woman, today you're going to be my wife, and tomorrow, i'at ishti, you're not going to be my wife. In such a case, does the woman's status of being a married woman be undone? Is it that undone once the condition of tomorrow is fulfilled? Absolutely not. Mi nafka below get, she can't go out without a get. So what do you see? You see that the kedusha needs to be undone. Amalei Rava comes back, and Rava says, well, you've been using the incorrect term. We mentioned this term before, and it was almost implicit in Rav Hamnuna's kasha, this idea, but Rava says you use the wrong term. Amar le Rava, it's a question, this is a brilliant continuation of analysis now in terms of terminology. Amar le Rava, mi kamedamis kedushas damim le kedushas haguf. How can you compare the case of the Netios? That's not Kedushas HaGuf. You don't consecrate the item itself, the trees themselves, that it has inherent Kedusha. The trees don't have an inherent Kedusha. What can you use the trees for? If you're talking about an animal that could be brought as a carbon, then I understand. That's Kedushas HaGuf, and then it's similar to the woman that you're consecrating her to be your wife until tomorrow. And then to undo it, you need a get to undo the Kedushas HaGuf. But here, you consecrated the item as Kedushas Damim. And what is going to be Ula Svara? Kedushas Damim Paka Bechdi. Kedushas Damim falls away immediately. Kedushas HaGuf Lo Paka Bechdi. But Kedushas HaGuf needs to be undermined with, undone, with a get, as in the case of the Isha, and for that matter, a pidyon in a case of where there's kedushas haguf. By kachim, like when it comes to the netiyos. So over there, the halacha would be that you should need pidyon. Amalei Abaye, the beautiful halachic dialectic, the Talmudic dialectic continues. This is actually how Chazal referred to the omek of Shas as Havayos da Abaye v'Rava, the beautiful discussions between Abaye and Rava, very deep discussions. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says back, your assumption, Rava, I'm not sure I agree with. Kedushas HaGuf lo paka bichti. You assume that Kedushas HaGuf cannot be removed without some type of action, without some type of pidyon. In the case of marriage, without some type of get. That assumption, I don't believe is true, says Abaye. We're going to have to get back to the get case, the marriage case, shortly through the eyes of the Ran. Abaye doesn't discuss that, but Abaye discusses Kedushas HaGuf, whether it needs pidyon. Vatanya, I'll give you the following case, a braisa. Sharza Eila Kol Shloishim Yoim. If a person says, I'm consecrating a shor, that if it's ox that is going to be brought within 30 days, it's going to be brought as an ola. Ula achar shloshim yom, obviously provided that it wasn't brought within those 30 days, then shlamim. So then kol shloshim yom ela la achar shloshim yom shlamim. First it's an ola, then a shlamim. Analyze the Gemara, analyzes Abaye, amai kedushas hagufnin upach bichti. It should be considered kedushas haguf, and how could it be that it's being removed in terms of simply its status being changed based on the condition? Didn't we say that according to Rava, it was obvious that you would need some type of maisa? Answer is the Gemara. Hacha maiskinan. So what is Rava going to need to say? Damer l'dami. That the fellow said, not that I'm consecrating the animal itself, kedushas haguf, but the value, that I'm going to take that value, the value of this animal, sell it, and buy an animal that's going to be a carbon ola. Ihachi, says the Gemara, is that a good answer for Rava? Ema seifa. But Abaye is going to retort with the seifa of that brisa that Abaye had quoted. La'achar shoshim yeim oila, ume'achshav shlamim.
In the case of the Seifa, a person does the condition of Me'achshav. He says the following, from now it's going to be a Shlamim, and after 30 days it will be an Ola. Analyzes the Gemara. I'amrit bishleima, if you're going to learn that the Seifa, Chada is b'kdushas haguf, that here is referring to the Reisha. The Chada b'kdushas ha-damim, and the Seifa is talking about kedushas damim. Hainu d'itzrach le'latana l'misni tarti. That's why the Tana needs to mention both cases. The Salkadai techamina kedushas haguf lo paka b'chdi, kedushas damim paka b'chdi. That I would have thought that kedushas haguf would not be paka b'chdi, and here we're coming to tell us that both kedushas damim and kedushas haguf are paka b'chdi. So amtel hachi tani tarti. And that's why Tana learned both cases. But if you're going to say, like was suggested, that the only time that you have something that's paka bichdi is a case of kedushas damim, Rava's shita, that otherwise if kedushas haguf needs pidyon, so then in such a case you're going to have to learn that both are cases of the brisa of kedushas damim, both the reisha and the seifa. Lamali the misni tarti. Then why would you need to learn both cases? Hashta yeshlomar mikedusha chamura. The Gemara spells out a little bit further. Likedusha kala paka. Once we know that the halacha is that kedusha chamura, when it comes to kedushas ola, which is more chamur mikedushas shlomim, it will be paka. So then kedusha kala, kedusha chamura, tzvicha lemeimar. So this is Abaye's rejection of Shitas Rava. As in the beauty of the Havayas of Abaye and Rava, the give and take of Abaye and Rava, the Gemara now extends this discussion of Abaye and Rava back to the Machlokis of Bar Poda and Ula. Lema taviti yufta de Bar Poda. De Amar lo paka kedusha bichti. What did Bar Poda say in our case? Bar Poda said, going back to our Mishnah, by the Netiyos, when is the Kedusha removed? The Kedusha is removed only after Pidyon. What was Rava's explanation to Bar Poda? And that was the only explanation that we had, was that the reason why you need Pidyon is because of Kedusha Saguf. But what do we see? We see from the Braisa that even going from the Kedusha Saguf of Ola to Shlamim, then in such a case, you don't need a pidyon. The kedusha could be paka bichti. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa defends the original havana that we had of Bar Poda. Amar lecha Bar Poda hachi kamer. Imlo amar me'achshav shlamim la'achar shloshim yom ola. Have midi davi omer li'isha iskachili la'achar shloshim yom demikudeshes. Va'afal gav va'afal pi shenisak lahamos. The case of the Seifa that we discussed, where he says, Me'achshav Shlamim, is a case that could be described in the following way. When he says Me'achshav Shlamim, so then in such a case it could go from Shlamim to Ola. However, there's another case which would be different. And that would be a parallel to a case in which a man says to a woman, be mikudeshes to me after 30 days, and let's say the money is destroyed within 30 days, then afal pi, as we read, afal pi shenesakla amos, even if the money is destroyed, the kedushin takes effect. The parallel from kedushin to karban would be if a person did not say me'achshav on the shlamim, but he says la'achar shoshim yom is going to be an ola. That's it. He's just saying la'achar shoshim yom ola. So then in such a case, even though it's 30 days later, the kedusha sa'ola is chal, just like if he says to the woman that the kedushin is going to take effect after 30 days, even if the money is gone, the kedushin takes effect. So that's what the Seifa is saying. If that's so, if that's what the Seifa is telling us, then the other halacha that we thought was the halacha of kedushas haguf being paka bichdi, where he said la'achar shloshim yom olo me'achshav shlamim, that is not the case. Rather, the case is imlo amar me'achshav shlamim. He didn't say me'achshav shlamim. According to the Mefarish, we should even have the lashon of chisure mechsera, that we misunderstood entirely what was the case of the seifa. So if that would be so, that the seifa was not a case of where it was going from ola to shlamim based on the power of me'achshav, but rather was telling us something else, that the kedusha will be chal on the behema after 30 days, then we wouldn't know the halacha of kedusha being paka bichti. The Reisha would be talking about Kedusha's Damim. The Seifa would just be telling us that the Kedusha could be Chal after 30 days. Says the Gemara, is that what the Seifa is coming to teach us? Pshita! That's Pashut. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Dahadar Bey. No, we're talking about a case in which he decided that he doesn't want the Kedusha to be Chal on the Behema, and it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, okay, that only works. That's according to opinion that says that you can't renege when you give this kedushas hakarbon. But according to Man Darmer, it says you can change your mind. So how could you read the second case of the Brice that says that kedusha is chal? Says the Gemara, afilu Man Darmer hasam chozeres. Even according to Man Darmer, says that he could be chozer. Hachashani. Here it's different. In other words, the only time you could be chozer is in a case of which he decides that he wants to marry a different woman, or he doesn't want the kedushin to be chal. But when it comes to kachim, it's different. Hacha shani, dami rasa legvoy kemisi rasa lehedyet. This is a very, very important rule, that when it comes to hegdish, so there, the moment you say it, it's as if the kinyan took place. The kinyan of hakdasha, of being magdish to the behemah, is considered as if it took place, and therefore, even according to Manda Omar, who says that when it comes to kedushin, the halacha is that woman, we didn't emphasize the first time we read the word chozeres, but chozeres is in the feminine, that the woman has the ability to back out if it's after shloshim yom. When it comes to kegdish, it would not be so, because of the rule, amirasa legvoa, kemisirasa lehedit. This is a fascinating daf, a fascinating discussion. The daf could be summarized as a debate between Abaye and Rava, whether Kedushas Haguf could be Poka Bichdi, which started as a machlokas. The issue of Abaye and Rava emerged when there was a machlokas between Bar Poda and Ula in regards to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Ches Amid Aleph, when it comes to an instance in where the netios were consecrated as kedushas damim, with the condition that it will always remain in its kedusha state until it's uprooted. Once it's uprooted, do you have to do another pidyon or not? Bar Poda says that you can't, and Rav understands that the reason for that might be because you can't be pokea kedusha bichti, you can't remove the kedusha. That was what Rava debated with Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna was of that opinion. Then Abaye weighed in, and Abaye said that even Kedushas Haguf could be Paka Bichdi. That in itself, the Gemara points out, is not at all convincing, because there is no proof that Kedushas Haguf would be Paka Bichdi. And despite the fact that Kedushas Haguf can't be Paka Bichdi, nevertheless, Ula held that when it came to the Kedushas Damim, so then in such a case there is no need of Pidyon. However, according to Bar Pada, who says that even when it came to the Kedushas Damim, in such a case, it need another Pidyon. The Gemara asks from a Braisa that Abaye had marshaled that seemed to say that Kedushas Haguf could be Paka Bichti. Rav Papa rereads that Braisa, and Rav Papa says that there is no source that says that Kedushas Haguf cannot be Paka Bichti. No source that says a Kedushas Haguf could be Paka Bichti. It always needs a Pinyon, and it will turn out that that will be a defense as well for Bar Pada, who is of the opinion that the Netios, in our case, of our Mishnah, also need Pidyon as well. That's a summary of the Daf. There is a fascinating Ran in Dibra Maschel Omar Le Abaye, where the Ran points out that if we assume that Kedushas Haguf can be Paka Bichti, as Abaye had suggested on Chavtes Amid Aleph, then what would emerge would be something fascinating, that one could then raise the possibility of what Rav Amnuna said was ridiculous, and that is a man who says to a woman that she's going to be married today to him, but not tomorrow, then in such a case, they would not need a get, because Abaye says the Kedusha could be Paka. Abaye then suggests that it could be, even if you hold that Kedusha's Aguf is Paka Bichti, that's only if you have what's called a Kinyan Peros. If it's a time-related Kinyan, then the Ran suggests that's only called a Kinyan Peros. However, when it comes to Kedushin, that's a Kinyan Begufa Isha, and then in such a case, even Abaye, when he said Kedusha Saguf could be Paka Bichti, is only a Kedusha Saguf that's like a Kinyan Peros, but Kinyan Kedushin, it has to be a full Kedusha Saguf, that the woman's entire being is consecrated to the man. Mir Tashem, tomorrow, we're going to see another important yisod from the Ran in regards to Kedushin, and this yisod is that it's not possible to have a Kinyan Lizman of Kedushin, that normally a Kinyan Lizman is called a Kinyan Peros. And when it comes to Kedushin, so then in such a case, a Kinyan Lizman is not viable in the context of calling it a Kinyan Peros. The only type of Kedushin that would be Chal would be a full-fledged Kedushas Haguf that could only be removed with a get. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chof Tes in Maseches Nedarim.